Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf. We left off Yud Tes Amud Beis. Towards the bottom of the page, we'll go back to where the Gemara starts with Heyed, Rav Samoy. No, we got a little further than that, actually. We'll go back to, this is a good space to start. We'll go back to Heyed, Rav Ben Levi, Rav Kal Kadish, Rav Shubh Yerushalayim. We'll go back to there. Actually, that's where this really the Gemara starts. We started focusing on whether or not you have Elul is a or not Elul, Adars. When you have two Adars, the Adars both going to be Mali, both going to be Chasser. You could do one or the other. So we quoted different opinions. From there, we're going to segue into Bechlau, the idea of whether Tishrei and Nisan is special dinim on when we're ma'aber them, when we're not ma'aber them, and we're going to get into Bechlal, entire Amman, entire Daf, about Eber, when we say Eber Chedesh, we don't say Eber Chedesh, and really what's called the Seit HaEber, which is Amman Beis, which is a little more complicated. We'll do it on a basic Daf Yemi level. Okay. Heyder Bishub and Levi, Mishub Kal Kadishalayim. Bishub and Levi said Eidos in the name of the Kala Kadisha, the Holy Kal, congregation, Yishalayim, Ashne Adarim, Shem Mekadishne Sam Yemi Bibrahim. Then when it comes to Adar, when you have two Adars, Adarish Adashani, you Mekadish both be Yemi Bibrahim. Yemi Bibrahim means the day that would be their Eber. An Eber month means a month that has 30 days as opposed to 29. A standard month is 29. And I think half hours, 29 days, and 12 hours, roughly. So you could have, we actually had the Madama to come and get a Tezaf, who says that every year is exactly 354 days, because you have 6 months of 29 days, and 6 months of 30 days. You can't have half a day in a month. So you just divide it into six and six, that's every year has to come out. Other Tanam clearly hold, no, you could have as many as 4 months, as many as 8 months, that are Iber months in a given year, and as little as four, meaning you can have as many as 358 days, or as little as 350 days, depending on when they saw the Chodesh and how it worked out. That's a machlokes. But the point is, a month can either be 29 or 30 days. The extra day of the month, the 30th day, is called the Yemi Burai, it's the pregnancy of the month, it's the leap portion of the month. Says the Kal Kadisha Bishlayim, when it comes to Adar, they're Mekadishah Yemi Burai, which means both Adars, Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day of the month before us, on the 30th day of Shvat is the first Adar, and on the 30th day of Adarishan is when we make the second Adar. So what's going to come out that both of them are 29-day months. Says the Gemara, Shemekachin, Isam, B'yam, Ibrahim. In Mekadish, the Rosh Chodesh for both Adars on the 30th day of the month. Lememra, the Chaser of Dinan, Lememra says, what does this teach mean? This is not really a kasha, it's more of a statement. Lememra offered as a kasha. Here, Lememra is a statement. Lememra, the Chaser of Dinan, Melayan of Dinan, which is coming to tell me that you make the months both Chaser, not Mali, because if it would be Mali, you count the 30th day to still be part of the month, and you be kasha the next day, you make kasha the 30th day itself. That is all the opinion of Rosh Hashanah Levi in the name of the Kal Kadisha Bishlaim. However, Lafukim Medarish of Nachman Bachizda, who said as follows, Hey Rav Samoy Meshem Chagiz Chai Malachi, Al Shnei Adarim, they said Eidus in the Neshem of Chagiz Chai Malachi, that two Adars, you have a choice to do whichever one you want. We're going to have three options. Shem Ratzal Zay Shem Aleim Leisen. If you want to make them both full months, they can both be full months. Shnei Chaserim, you want to make them both Chaser, you do that as well. Leisen. Echem Malei Chaser, one Malei one Chaser, that you can do as well. V'kachayu Neigem V'gayla. And such was the Minig in Gayla to do what? To Gayla, they say, they touch Gayla as to have all the options available. Umashir Rabbeinu, Amru, however, in the name of Rabbeinu's Rav, they said as follows, Loy Lamech Mal Vechaser, there should always be one is Mali, one is Chaser, Ad Shevad Lecha, Shuk Vesh Chodesh Abbanai. Unless you know that from the people coming from Israel, that Rosh Chodesh of the second Adar was on the 30th day, which would make the first Adar a Chaser, the Laila, what they would do is they say, have Echem Male. Let's assume it means the first. The first Adar is Male, and the second one was Chaser. That's how we've established the first Male, second Chaser. Unless we already have an Aegis that the first was Chaser also, then you'd flip it and say the first is Chaser, the second is Male. But Laila, the assumption was, first is Male, second is Chaser. That's a Rav to it. Okay. Shoch Lemer, it could be the book before, by the way, the example I gave before, I was saying about the two Adars, and they had discussed whether Shvat was Malei Chaser. Really, it should have been focused on the two Adars, right? The 30th day of Adarishan and the 30th day of Adarsheni, not the 30th day of Shvat. Okay, same idea, just the next month. Shoch Lemer, the Markva. They sent to Markva, Adar HaSamach L'Nisan L'Elam Chaser. They sent to Markva the following statement. Adar next to Nisan, which is either, could be the first or second Adar, but the Adar that is right in Nisan is always Chaser. Masar Nachmas Rechman asked from the Mishnah, We had in a Mishnah. It's actually we didn't have it yet. It's coming. It's going to come up in a Mishnah in tomorrow's daf. For 2 months a year, we're the Mechal Shabbos. What does that mean, Mechal Shabbos? Rashi explains that in order for the Eidim sometimes to come testify, they saw the new moon, they may have to travel on Shabbos, Chutz L'Tchum. That's a Chol Shabbos. And we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos to testify about seeing the new moon, specifically for 2 months. What are they? Al Nisva Tishrei. And why? The reason is because they may Adam. For Nisva Tishrei, because of course, we had an Amish already before, Tishrei is very relevant for Kippur, Sukkot. And Nisa is very relevant for Pesach and by extension Shavuos. So that covers all the Me'adim. So for those months, from Mechal Shabbos, so to speak, we allow the Edom to go Chutz L'Tchum in order to get their testimony in on Shabbos. Now, Yemer B'Shalma Zimin Malay Zimin Chasser, if you say that sometimes Adar is Malay, sometimes Chasser, so that's feel free you need Meshav HaChalinan. You need Edom Mechal because since we don't know when the new month is going to be, new month in this case meaning Nisan, so you need the Edom to be a Chal Shabbos to come tell us they saw the new moon. Right? If they saw the new moon, then you come tell us, even though it's Chol Shabbos, in order that we should establish the month was, let's say, if Adar was Chasser, and not wait to the next day to have it be, and mistakenly be Malay. That's all makes sense if it fluctuates. However, top of Chafam Lav, Aliyah Malay Chasser, if you say it's always Chasser, if you have a cloud, Adar next to Nisan is always Chasser, which means, by the way, look at the top Rashi, it's pretty clear. Vinami leos vei de mekashle. By telling me a klal that Adar is always chaser, effectively telling me is whether Edom come or not to testify they saw the new moon, bezdin with mekashle chaydish. We pointed this out yesterday in the shir, night shir, I think we elaborated a little more on this. I think the concept that bezdin for the right reasons, it's going to come up in this amud, for the reasons of either protecting vegetables, we'll see, or protecting mesim, people on nifter, bezdin could, so to speak, manipulate the kiddush chaydish. And what that means is there's two ways to manipulate. One way to manipulate is simply Edom come to testify they saw the new moon, and for whatever reason, if making Rosh Chodesh today is going to have a detrimental effect on when Yom Tov falls out, Bezdin can wait, they could delay the acceptance of this testimony, or they could just not declare the new month, even though the Edom already came, and wait till the next day. That's a simple method. But there's another method also. Bezdin, just like if Edom never come, what if Edom don't come Echlal? So on the first day, you know, Mekadosh Chodesh, because maybe they'll come the next day. By the second day, you know for sure it has to be Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin sanctifies the month without Edom. Just like they could do it on the second day, if they see a need that the Rosh Chodesh has to be the first day, has to be Chasser, they'll be Mekadosh without Edom at all. So says the Gemara, that's what the top line is asking. If you say Adar is always Chasser, so top Rashi, Inami Lasso Edom Mekadosh, even if Edom wouldn't come, you're always Mekadosh because Adar is always Chasser. So in the Lamla and the Chalos, speaking of the Rashi, why would there have to be Mechal Shabbos? If you're telling me there's a blanket rule, the Adar is always Chasser, why for Tishrei, why for Nisan, are we Mechal Shabbos for the Edom to come? L'chayre, we're going to be Mekadosh the month, whether they come or not, so who needs them to come? Yeah, why is that a good reason to be Mechal Shabbos? Answer the Gemara, Mishnah Mitzvah Kasha Ariya. You're right. Even though Bezdin, according to this Memra, that the Adar is always Chasser, Bezdin is going to be Mekadosh the 30th day itself for Nisan every year, whether they come or not, still Mitzvah to come to accomplish the idea of being Mekadosh the Chodesh al pi Ri'iya. Jump into that. Second Rashi, al Ri'iya al pi Edom Tchsiv, it's based, al pi Ri'iya means al pi Edom, is a Mitzvah Kasha Be'edom. Even though you know you've been Mekadosh this day, of Nisan, this 30th day of Adar, as Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're making Adar Chasser anyway. But to do it al pi Edom is a mitzvah. Why? Because the pasuk says HaChodesh is Alchem, which by the way is talking about is, that pasuk is by the month of Nisan. Specifically by the month of Nisan, we have this drasha. Again, it could apply to all months. Pashas, we say it does. Maybe later in the daf, we'll have an understanding that's daf Nisan. But the point is, certainly by the month we're talking about, which is Nisan, the pasuk has a chesed alchem reish chadashim, but we darshan those words kazeh re'ei v'kidesh, see the new month of v'kadesh. There's a specific mitzvah to apiria, and that mitzvah would allow the Eden to come at Mechal Shabbos. So again, the statement was Adar is always chaser. That was the first statement that was said to Mar Akva. Adar is always chaser. Nisan is always on the 30th of Adar. On that, Rav Nachman asked that 2 months a year, the Edom can be Mechal Shabbos to go say testimony about seeing the new month. One of them is for Tishrei, one of them is for Nisan. Why would they be able to go for Nisan? Anyway, be Mekadosh Nisan on the 30th day, whether they come or not. Answer is, the idea of Mekadosh Ayderia. That is version number one in the Shaka Retire. Now we're going to have a different version of Rav Nachman's question, meaning we still have the statement that said to Ma'akfa, to Adar is always Chasser, but now we're going to have Rav Nachman's statement, his response is not going to be a Kasha, it's going to be a Raya. Ikadami, Amar Rav Nachman. We also learned a raya from the Mishnah, same Mishnah that we just quoted a minute ago. It's not a kasha on this idea that Adar is always chaser, it's a raya. Why? Because we looked at the Mishnah as follows. Mechal Shabbos, for 2 months he had Mechal Shabbos, what are they again? Al Nisan v'al Tishrei. Mishnah is the same Mishnah, obviously. Al Nisan and Tishrei. If you say, like they said to Bar Okfa, that the month of Adar, the month before Nisan, is always chaser, now it makes sense why the Edom with Michal Shabbos to come. You know why? The mitzvah of the Kaddish Ariyah. Because the mitzvah of Kaddish Ariyah, meaning we know we have to be Kaddish today. That's for sure happening. We know that. And there's a mitzvah of Kaddish Ariyah. So in Michal Shabbos, in order to achieve that mitzvah of being Kaddish today, Al Yidei Ariyah. And that makes a lot of sense. Ella, Yamrit Zimnan, meaning Gemara, instead of being a deflection of his kasha, the idea of being kasha deriyah was already known and as part of his raya. Ella, yamrit zimnan mali zimnan chaser. If taki have the choice, either could be full, either could be chas, it could be mali, it could be chaser. So amay mechalinim, why would mechal Shabbos for the purpose of getting the kiddush to be on day 30 and making it either a chaser? Na abre edna. Let's just have the Adar be a full month. Let Shabbos, let it be the 30th day of Adar. And Mekash Lemacha, Mekash the next day. What are we losing if you have the flexibility to Mekadosh Nisan on the 30th or the 31st day? So why do it on Shabbos and have Chol Shabbos? Wait till Sunday and not have any Chol Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you're right. Idik Le'Avshleishim Shabbos, in the case you just suggested, where day 30 was Shabbos, and we hold potentially, not like the memory that was said to Magva, which is we hold that Adar could be Mali or Chaser. If that would be the case, you take away Sunday, there'd be no reason for him to be Michal Shabbos. Hachanami, Hachamai, Skinon, Tikla, Yom Shleshim, Vechav Shabbos. It's opposite. The case where day 30 was Friday. Day 31 is Shabbos. The same story he said a minute ago. If day 31 is Shabbos, and they haven't seen the new month on Friday, on day 30 yet, so they're going to have to Mekadosh the new month on day 31, which is Shabbos. They're going to have to. And if Adam don't come, it's going to come out to be Mekadosh in the new month without Riyah. There's a mitzvah to do Riyah. And therefore, don't tell me that you should never be Michal Shabbos. In a case where day 31 is falling on Shabbos, you would have good reason. And that's what we said before, that we are Michal Shabbos for the Eid to come and be Mekadosh, and give us an Eidus to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. The Gritvi has Abbas Kasha, one second. So if that's the Lumdus, Lumdus is that since there's a mitzvah Kasha Teriyah, therefore Michal Shabbos, we said before Lumdus, why Nisan and Tishrei? Because Yamim Tavim are those months, and therefore we want to make sure we have the exact perfect date for Yamim Tavim. But now we're saying home to Svarah. Kiddush Achaydush Ayde Edim is a mitzvah. So that's a mitzvah that you should be Shabbos every month. Any month, especially where the Shabbos is day 31, the same story we just said here, the same scenario we just said. If Shabbos is falls out on day 31, and they were not Mekadosh yet on day 30, so they're going to be Mekadosh today no matter what. But there's a mitzvah day and therefore you'll Chal Shabbos. Why is that restricted Dafka to Nisan and Tishrei? That should be for any month. Ritva says, if you're wondering such an obvious kasha, why the Mar does ask, he says, Avada, who I did, Avamatzni, the Mar could have asked the kasha. Gemara's other kashas on the Shakar Vataya, and the Mar is therefore going to, it's like Tasis would say, Avamatzni, make sure we could have asked this, but we asked other kashas anyway, and therefore don't be alarmed, but your kasha is not wrong. Ritva says this is a shtarka kasha on the Gemara. L'chor, this svara should not be, this second svara, if it's about Yom Tiv Mela, but if it's about being Mekadosh al Pi Edim, it should have nothing to do with Nisan and Tishrei. It should apply to every month. Okay. Masar of Kana. So now, we're coming out as we're saying that according to this member that I've said, that I've sent to Marakva, Adar is always Chaser. Adar is always Chaser. And the reason why we're saying that Yilam Michal Shabbos for the Eidim to say Eidim by Nisan or by Tishrei is in order to achieve this idea of Kiddush Al Yidei Re'iyah. Because otherwise, you know, Adar is always chaser. So why you do? Why lay Eidim go? In order to be Mekadosh Yedei Re'iyah, you have a testimony of Re'iyah, which is a mitzvah, like we said from the Lashon Pasuk, Kazer Rav Kadosh. Mas Rav Kana. Kshamikdash Kaim, the mitzvah is still around. Mechal Af Al Kulan, the Mechal Shabbos for all the other months. Mebetekaras Carbon, because it's kind of carbon. The Rosh Chodesh, carbon of Rosh Chodesh, in order for it to be on the right day, just like you want to have Yom Tov on the right day, you want to have carbon on the right day. So now there's no Beis Hamikdash now, so over there we're only worried particularly about Yom Tov being on the right day, celebrating Yom Tov on the right day. Back in times of Hamikdash, it was relevant for carbonus of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore they do Michal Shabbos every single month of the year in order to say testimony. But it comes out that all the other months are not al Mekadosh Ariyah. All the other months are clearly al Sakaras HaKarban. So if that's the reason for the other months, Nisa V'Tishrei Nami, Lamash the Mitzvah Kaddish Ariyah. Nisa V'Tishrei also must not be because the Mitzvah Kaddish Ariyah, because we're clearly not applying that Svar to the other months. Yamrit B'Shlama, Zimn Mali, V'Zimn Chaser. If you say that some of the months could be Chaser, Yam B'Shlama, that Adar, Zimn Mali, V'Zimn Chaser. If you say Adar could be Mali or could be Chaser, Mishal Mechalinan, now you have a good reason why you Mechal Shabbos. El Yamrit Eilam Chaser, Amai Mechalinan, why Mechal Tiyuf to be Takli V'Shver. Meaning, Step one is we're saying that you see clearly the other months of the year, be Mekadosh Aydei Re'iyah, which really the Kasha yes, the Ritva. The Ritva, I point that right over here. The Ritva yes, the Kasha on the top of the Amud. The Ritva is Kasha on top of the Amud. The Gemara ultimately comes back to the Ritva's Kasha over here. But we have a proof, there's a proof, that the other months of the year are clearly totally in carbon, but not in Kiddush Aydei Re'iyah. So the Mace Mishra is around, we're Mechal Shabbos for them. When the Mace Mishra is not around, we're not Mechal Shabbos to Mekadosh the other months of the year. So once the other months of the year are not totally in Kiddush Aydei Re'iyah, it's not Mustafa to say that Pug, Nisan, and Tishrei are totally in Aydei Re'iyah. So that must not be the reason. Once that's not the reason, so the Chayra, the vert must be that it's based on Yom Tiv. It's based on you want the Yom Tov to be the proper day. So the question is that if you say Adar is sometimes Mali, sometimes Chasr, then we're concerned about Yom Tov being on the proper day. But if Adar is always Chasr, like the member was from said in front of Mar Ukva, that Adar is always Chasr, then there's really no doubt when Nisan is going to be. So why would it be Mechal Shabbos, Mekadosh Nisan? Gemara says you're right. Tiyufta, it must be that Adar could fluctuate. Adar could be 29 days or 30 days, and therefore we absolutely required Edom to come in order to establish the proper day for Nisan, in order to establish when Yom Tov is, because it could fluctuate, not like what we said before. Ki Asula, Manula came.
Can you clarify something?
Discussing is the actual Kiddush HaChodesh, not the spreading of the message, which is what the Shluchim before, that was our mission's topic, but that's not right now our Gemara's topic. Kiyos Ula, Amar Ibrua Le'el. When Ula came back from Bavel, when he came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Ibrua Le'el, he said they made El Iber, they made El a full month. Amar Ula, Yadichai Ravlai, Maitivus Avdina Badayu. Do our friends in Bavel realize the favor they did by making El a full? Meaning, so he said, first of all, he made an announcement. El was the full 30 days, and they realized that what they did by making El full. By the way, you should be jumping out of your seats. We just had it yesterday, and we had it multiple times in Beitza. Mimais Ezra Eilach. What did we say? El was never a full month, right? Mimais Ezra Eilach from Ezra's time on, they never had El a full month. That's why you're able to know when you knew that was what we said with the Shluchim. If Shluchim tell me when Rosh Chodesh El is, I know for sure when Rosh Hashanah is. Right, we said that for the beautiful Rashi, 30 days later, you don't have to keep 2 days. I know for sure the 30th day is Rosh Hashanah because that was never Uber. Here we have a case right off the bat. Ula is saying that they made El full at Yisrael, and they know, do they even know what great favor they did for us? My Tivus, so the Marzah make two Machma Tivus says. And this really would explain two reasons why they would, for lack of better words, manipulate the calendar in the first place. The reasons are both related to Yom Tov falling out close to Shabbos. Says Mar Ulamar Mishum Yarika. In general, we're nervous about vegetables. They didn't have refrigeration back then. You pluck vegetables out of the ground. For the vegetables to stay fresh for 2 days is very difficult. So if you pluck it out of the ground, let's say on Thursday, Friday is Yom Tov, Shabbos follows Yom Tov, so by the time you get to Shabbos, the vegetables won't be fresh. Or if, let's say, Yom Tov is on a Friday. If Yom Tov is on a Sunday, same story. If you pluck it out of the ground on Friday, to have your vegetables be good for Sunday is going to be difficult. Says the Gemara. So Mishem Rike, for the sake of vegetables staying fresh, they want to keep Yom Tov separate from Shabbos, and therefore, if you see in the calendar, Yom Tov is going to fall out adjacent to Shabbos, we postponed it, they made it a full month in order to give us an extra day separation between Yom Tov and Shabbos. That is the first malach, that's Ula himself. Rav Acha Bar Chinin Amar, Mishem Maisya, specifically related to Yom Kippur. We're nervous about people if people die. Meaning, if let's say Yom Kippur falls out adjacent to Shabbos. If someone dies, it's going to be 2 days till you can bury the person. And therefore, we're concerned. Might be now, but other times, we wouldn't be concerned. We'll explain one in a second. Might be now. If we now, Yom Kippur Mishachalis Achar Shabbos. When it's going to be, let's say, Yom Kippur falls out on Sunday. Yom Kippur on Sunday is not a problem of Eureka. It's not a problem of vegetables. You know why? Because you can't eat any Kippur. So you don't need fresh vegetables for Sunday, right? If you're concerned about dead being going 2 days not being able to be buried, that's not a concern. When is the problem of vegetables that you're not getting vegetables for? Sunday you can't eat. L'orta, Elamai, what's the problem? After fast ended. Okay, L'orta, Tarcha Maisle. You'll go Matzim Kippur and get some fresh vegetables. Yeah, a little bit of Tarcha after the fast to get vegetables, but you can do that. Not the end of the world. That wouldn't be a reason to make a Zera. L'mada Mishim Rikia Samar, what about, according to the opinion, it says, worried about vegetables. Is he not worried about Mesim? L'Avra Mishim Masya, why is he worried about the Mesim being left for 2 days without being buried? Ella Lamar says, you're right. The one who holds the Eureka, the one who holds the Bafashals clearly agrees to the issue of Mason. El Ikabana Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. Now, if you between the two, these two Pshatim is Yom Tov falls out near Shabbos, Bein Lofneh Bein Lachreah, whether it's before Shabbos or after Shabbos, Yom Tov falls out on Friday or Sunday, you have an Afkmina. Meaning, Ma'an Mishim Eureka, the one who says that vegetables alone is a good enough reason, Ma'brinan, that's a reason to be Abra the month before, in order to create a separation of Shabbos, Yom Tov, an extra day apart, so Yom Tov should fall out on Friday or on Shabbos. By making an extra day, it'll fall out on Thursday, let's say. Yom Tov will fall out either on Thursday or Shabbos itself, right? When it was supposed to fall out on Friday, it'll not fall out on Thursday. If it was supposed to fall out on Sunday and not fall on Shabbos. It'll overlap with Shabbos. The point is, you don't want it to be Friday or Sunday, so you make next day in order to take care of the vegetable issues. Umayim b'shem ma'isa, but if the issue is mace, efsher b'amami. The reason why the Ma'an Rambam says Eureka is worried about vegetables and not mace is because Yom Tov on Friday, Yom Tov on Sunday, yes, we can't bury the mace. We had this Gemara not so long ago. We can't bury the mace of ourselves, but you can bury the mace al yidei goy, even on Friday, on Yom Tov and Friday or Sunday, one is allowed to bury the mace, and therefore Shabbos Yom Kippur one cannot. So Shabbos Yom Kippur is still going to be a problem. But the Yom Tovim that fall out on Friday or Sunday would not be an issue of burying the mace, and therefore mace wouldn't be an issue. Says the Gemara, the Ma'an Rambam was worried about mace, about a dead being around for 2 days. Why is he not worried about the issue of vegetables? So you could say he didn't think it's a big deal. The Ma'an says, Efshe Bechamim, the Ma'an gives a reason why not. Because you could soak it. The problem with vegetables are that after a day it may get a little dried out. After 2 days of being out of refrigeration and being detached. So you soak it in water and that'll bring back some of the freshness. Yachi says, Ma'amash Ladi Dan, Afil Dunami. So that is one basic question. Ula's statement was that do our friends know what they have in Eretz Yisrael that by adding an extra day to Adar to Elul by making it an Iber month they separated Yom Tov from Shabbos or Yom Kippur Shabbos? Do they know what a favor they did for us? Why is it a favor for people above? Same favor people in Eretz Yisrael. They have the same Shabbos, same Yom Tov. Why is it a favor for the people above? Ma'ishal Lidon Afil Dunami Lidon Chavle Alma Lidu Lechavle Alma. Interesting. In Bavel, the weather, the temperature is worse, is hotter, it's more detrimental to the vegetables or to the mason, and therefore is a bigger benefit. And so it wasn't as bad. They could have survived for 2 days. The mason wouldn't spoil as fast, the vegetables wouldn't spoil as fast, and therefore it was less of a tivusa for themselves as it was for a bubble. Okay. Says the Gemara. Ani. So what we're saying over here is that in order to satisfy the needs of the tzibur, not having vegetables or being able to bury mason, you can manipulate when you have the new month, you can make Elul. You can make Elul 30-day month or 29-day month, depending on the needs. We would think, just like when there's a need, you can be ma'abr the year. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses, Rashi brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yalaf, brings a few different needs, why they would add an extra month to the year, add other days. But just like when there's needs, you can add an extra month. So maybe when it comes to month by month, you can add an extra day to the month, also based on need, and not based on whether or not that was the right calculation. That's the words we quoted before in Rashi about being Mekadosh Abhiriyah. The point is, Kazer Rav Kadosh is mashma, that when you see the new month, you got Mekadosh it, and you can't just make it a month, a malay, and say, yeah, we're going to ignore the fact that the new moon's here, we're going to ignore it, and delay it in order to get an extra day, in order to get the proper setup of the month. You can't do that. Ulu was talking about making a month full. That you let it do. When it comes to a need for the community, you're able to kind of ignore the fact that you saw the new month, the fact that Edom already testified, ignore it, delay it, and you can make an Ibra Chedesh, you can make it a 30 of the month, the prior, a 30-day month instead of 29-day month for our needs. However, Lekadshei, to Mekadesh it before you see the moon, that was saying for the Pasuk, that cannot be done. Vachkamer. And here's you have to read that price. Now we're sticking in notice of Chedesh as well. One may think, just like you can ma'abr the year, and even the month. Bryce hadn't said that before, we're sticking in now. You can make it a full month of 30 days, and you can make it an extra year, a month of 13 months, an extra year, an extra month in the year of 30 months. When you need it, you think just like you do that, you can go the other way. You can be ma'abr the month a day early, after 29 days, even though it wasn't spotted yet, which we really... Top rash of the page. Remember we quoted that, we said, if Adar is always chaser, then you would be Mekadosh the first day Nisan, even without seeing that Edom coming. So you would think you could do that? Says the Gemara, we ended up slugging up that memory before, but the point is, that would be the concept. To Mekadosh the month early without seeing the month, that you can't do. You need Edom, you need Ria to Mekadosh early, that you can't do. Based on the Pasuk of Mekadosh Shazelachem. Says the Gemara, Chihadam, Rav Shulman Levi, like this Rav Shulman Levi said, Ma'im el Edom, you can put instill fear, so to speak. Really, it's intimidate is probably a better taich. The Edom al chayy the shener is bani love, right? You can instill, ask a lot of questions. You could trouble the Edom who already saw that they shouldn't have an Edus that comes out clear in order to accomplish the month on time, in order to get an Ibr Chodesh that you could do, which is what we just said. But you can't intimidate them, so to speak, to create a vision they hadn't seen. To mekadesh a month that I haven't seen yet, that you can't do. To intimidate Edom to say a testimony that they saw the month when they didn't, to mekadesh even though the month hasn't been spotted, that we cannot do. Ask them where Ainis that so. Vashalach the Rabbi the Benesia, the Rabbi Ami, have you dinsh kol yom Rechon. All of these Rechon, Haymalam Deinu, Ma'ayim al Edom, that we intimidate Edom. Al chodesh the nervous money the kachoy. We do intimidate Edom to do this. It's all question exactly how this could be. Meaning, it's one thing to intimidate Edom to say, the whole concept is a little bit foreign, intimidate Edom. But to intimidate Edom with starker questions that it's almost impossible to answer, to say, okay, we can't accept your Edom that you saw the moon, okay, because we don't want to accept this one because of Chedesh, so we're kind of manipulating about accepting Edom. But the other way to intimidate Edom is to say that they saw something they didn't see. That's a Pella. Well, you make them make up a story, it's a Pella. One of the Malachim they bring is that these Edom that came and said, we think we saw the new moon. And then once we start asking them questions, they start to have second thoughts. Maybe, you know, maybe what we saw was not the new moon. Maybe it was really a star. And we want them to have seen the moon because we want to make a Kiddush Chodesh. So in a case where there's something there, we try to pull it out of them and keep it stark that they saw the moon. But stop to have them make up a cloud that saw the moon, that's very not a stopper. Okay. Aini asked the Gemara. That they were ma'ayim, even though that moon wasn't seen, they were ma'ayim to aid them to say we saw the moon, like we just explained. In a case where they had saw something, we try to push the move it ahead, and when we want to make mekash lechaydish to say they saw it. Amar bai lekasha habenisa v'tishrei habeshayar. Chitaka makes a big difference whether it's nisa and tishrei or the other months. Meaning, nisa and tishrei, as pointed out before, in order to control when the yom tov falls out, we would do such a thing. But other months, we don't want to do that. Rav, it's interesting. Our Gemara is focused a few issues on why we're worried about the yom tov and when they're falling out, either yarki vegetables or mason or bearing mason. If you remember, not so long ago we had the Gemara Sukkah discussed that they also would be particular about when yom tov falls out. Rosh Hashanah, and by definition, Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah fall on the same day. 2 weeks later, exactly the same day, they would try to control the schedule there as well because they didn't want Arava was the seventh day of Sukkah, of course, that's Hashanah Rabbah, seventh day of Sukkot, they don't want that to fall out on a Shabbos, because then they wouldn't be able to do Mitzvah Rava. So interesting, our Gemara over here is going to bring down that Svara. We had that idea over there in Shabbos, that in Sukkot we got the Le'ah D'Rosh, it never falls out on Sunday, Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, but Sunday would be the day if Rosh Hashanah would fall on Sunday, which means Sukkot would fall on Sunday, which means our Rava would be on Shabbos, that wouldn't work out, and they used to also control the same idea of control, but different reason, not Mason, not Yerukas, rather Arava. Interesting, Agamar doesn't focus on that. The Gemara over there does. Okay. Rav Amar, Rava says, another answer to the Kasha, Hadatani Barbara Shmuel, Achirmi. This is what we said, the price that we quoted, we had a problem. Because the price has said that you think the same way you ma'abra the Shana when you need, you can ma'abra the Chaydish when you need. Kamash Mav the Pasuk, we don't do that. So it's very clear from the basic Taish the Brisa, we don't allow to extend the month even for a need. And we were saying that you could manipulate it for a need. So the Gemara's first answer is that extending it you could do, making it early you can't do, and even that we brought a question that we see that making early you could do as well. We said, yeah, that's Safka Nisan and Tishrei, other months you can't make early. That was the first answer to the Gash for the Braisa. Now we're answering another Pshat in that Braisa, says the Gemara, Hadu Tanya Bar Shmuel, Achayim, it's a Shijav Achayim, the Tanya Achayim, Aymerim, Aymer, it's a Tzeres, the Aymer, Rosh Hashanah, Ela, this goes like the Shita of Achayim, who says that every year has exactly 354 days. You have to work it out that if you have 1 month Malay, you have to have a corresponding month Chasser. You could have 2 Malays in a row, perhaps, but then you have to have 2 Chassers in a row. You have to have 6 months of 180 days of, I take it back, 6 months of 30 days, which equals 180, 6 months of 29 days, which equals 174. 174 and 180 is 354. That is every year. And therefore, the next year, how do you get 4 days apart? Because 350 days is divisible by 7. That's 50 weeks. Plus 4 days, 350 plus 4 is 354. So it's always going to be 4 days later. The next year, it's always fixed. And the year, an Ibriyar, we have extra month. Chamisha will be 5 days apart. So according to this sheet of Achayrim, we would taka never intimidate the Edom to switch up what the pattern is, because you have to fit within a pattern. Essentially, the pattern was 1 month Mali, 1 month Chasser, 1 month Mali, 1 month Chasser. But you wouldn't intimidate Edom because anyway, we have a pattern that we have to follow. Rav Dimi Meradoy Masi Ifcha. And that would be also the Brayis that says that by Litzerich we change the year to make Ibriar, but not we don't change the month. But we don't go like a Cherem, we go like the other Shitas. We pointed out earlier in the daf, the Shitas that say you can have as little as 350 days in a year instead of 354, as many as 358 days in a year, talking about night by Ibriar, and therefore we can fluctuate. We can have 8 months of Mali and 4 months of Chasar, or 8 months of Chasar, 4 months of Mali. We can have as much as that, and therefore we would be able to have more ability to, so to speak, manipulate the month. Rav Dimi Meradai Masiyevcha Ma'ayman Al Edim Al Chedesh Leiner Bezmanin Lekatche. He says Mamish opposite the big Chedesh. When Ma'ayman Edim, even when it wasn't cited, to say that they saw it. The Ma'ayman Al Edim Al Chedesh Leiner Bezmanin Le'aver. But they're not when the Edim saw the new month, we're not Ma'ayman them not to testify. What would be the logic? We're saying in a case to just delay it that we want to do. In a case to make it earlier, they haven't seen it. Or the way we explain from the Achrayim of Yeshua means that they saw it, but they weren't sure. Over there, mind them to say they saw it. Why? My time is Gemara, Tava Beis, Hayim Mitzvah Kshikra, Hayim Lamas Kshikra. Actually, a very simple svara. If the moon was spotted by certain Edom, that means you can assume other people saw it too. Delaying in that case is actually Mitzvah Kshikra, because the same way these Edom saw it, you can assume other people saw it, and that when you're delaying, it's a more Mitzvah Kshikra. Whereas when you Ma'ayim the Edom to say they saw, even though it's not clear that they saw, what are people going to say? I didn't see it, but maybe someone else saw it. Just because Le Re'inu ain't right, just because I didn't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And therefore, that's not a Mechsek Shikra. Bezdin is allowed to, again, for lack of a better word, manipulate in order to, I don't mean in derogatory way, Chas Hashem, not to manipulate in order to make the month earlier, because that's not going to be a Mechsek Shikra, whereas making it later could lead to a much bigger Mechsek Shikra. Amashpo. Yechilna l'takune l'kula gaila. I can fix a proper date for Chedesh for the entire gaila. Amalei Abba Avua Derav Simlein L'Shmuel Yada Mahem Milsa D'Tanya B'Said Iber. When you said you could fix the gaila L'Gabe the Rosh Chedesh, what does that mean? Does that mean you know the secret that was taught L'Gabe the Said Iber, which is what? Neil Kedu Chatzayis and Neil Achatzayis, that there's a chilik when the moon was Neilad, the Meilad of the moon was before Chatzayis or after Chatzayis? Are you familiar with the explanation of this idea? And that's, is that what you mean? Amalei, I'm not familiar. So if you don't know that Yisayid, the Sayyid Iber, that when the Nail comes before Chatzayis, after Chatzayis, what the Chiluk that it translates to, if you don't know that Yisayid, so Midahali Yadamar, Ika Milech Granis Yadamar. Once you don't know that, it must be other stuff you don't know either. So you can't make a declaration that you can clearly give a tikkun for Gaila. The tikkun for Gaila, just to be more clear, was almost like he was saying, I can make a calendar. I can figure out for you and give you a calendar of whenever Chedesh is going to be. And that response was, if you don't know the secrets of the Meilad before Chatzayis, the Seder Iber, and the Meilad after Chatzayis, then you certainly don't know every detail and wouldn't be able to just make a clear calendar. Kislak Rav Zera, Shalach Lomor, Zera went up there to Shrom. He sent back to Bavel as follows. Tzarech Shei Laila V'yayim in a Chedesh. One din is that you have to have the night and the day from the same month. Vizusham, which on the basic level means, let's say you spotted the moon from, you're still able to see the moon from Adar at night. It can't be that by the next day you already saw the new moon for Nisan. That can't be. It's got to be Laila and Yom Menachedesh from the same month. Vizusham Rabba Avuad Rabbi Simloi, Mechashvin as a Tolaltoi, you can calculate the moon's the late of the new moon, Nail Ken Chatzayis, if the moon was Nail before Chatzayis, Biyadush Nirav Samach Shkia Zachama, if we know the Nail was before Chatzayis, then the new moon will be spotted before Shkia. However, if the Nail was not before Chatzayis, only after Chatzayis, then it must be Biyadush Nirav Samach Shkia Zachama, it must be that the sighting of the new moon cannot be till at least after nightfall the next day, it can't be within that same day. Okay, these are the two dinim that Reb Zera sent back. L'mayin afkamina, what difference does it make whether or not when the nail is before Chatzayis or after Chatzayis? Amar Rashi, d'chashuch esadi, and afkamina is, meaning, the simple question is, if Edom saw the new month, the new moon, great. If they didn't see the new moon, then also good. What difference are you giving me a rule that when the Meilad is, based on that rule, when you can see the new month, the answer is, tishlag up the Edom. If we know the Meilad of the new moon was after Chatzayis of a certain day, of today, of Friday, and Edom come before Shkia tonight, before nightfall, and say they saw the new moon, if the Meilad was only after Chatzayis, it's impossible for them to have seen the new moon, and therefore, we'd be machash the Edom, we'd say what you saw is not the new moon. That's the nafkamina of knowing this information. Amr Abzeir Amr Nachman, Esr Rabbi Shalis Bechasi Sarah. The moon is typically covered for 24 hours. The moon is typically covered, you can't see it, for 24 hours. Lididan, Shis me'atika v'zamni sri mechata. For us in Bavel, the way it is, as covered, is 6 hours from the old moon. We're missing the last 6 hours of the old moon. And again, we know that the moon gets bigger from the when it's spotted in the beginning of the month all the way to the 15th. And from the 15th end of the month, it gets smaller. We're saying even though it gets smaller, towards the end of the month, you can still see a sliver, you can still see it, except for the last 6 hours. And the 18 hours of the first 8 hours of the new moon is what we can't see in Bevel. Leave the two in Eretz Yisrael, Shis Mechata, it's the opposite. Six from the new moon is what they can't see. And it's Sami Sri Me'atika, it's 18 months of the old moon of what they can't see. Now, there's a lot of hesbet that goes into this. It has to do with based on where the sun is aligned with the moon. I don't fully have a grasp on this. If you want to do a little more research, I mean, the article happens to have a nice little arichas on this. The notes and the other some of the other first will elaborate as well. But this we're just going to take it. Besides for being short on time, I'm short honestly on understanding. So we're just going to take the words at face value. That the idea is that based on the location and based on where the sun and the moon are and the horizon, for Bavel it was 6 and 18. They had 6 hours for the old month and 18 for the new month, and Israel was exactly opposite. L'may nafkamina, again, what's nafkamina? Amar Ravashi, l'chush esadi to bimachesh the edim. Again, on that last line is literally full pages of notes in the article. Amar, tzarech shehei laila v'yayim min ha'chedesh. We said a member, the first member that Rav Zeir said sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you have to have the night and day from the same month. No, how we know this? Remember Yechanan, Me'erev ad Erev. The Pasuk of Kippur says, Me'erev ad Erev, Rishnokesh Amar ad Yom Echad, Vesmachedish Be'erev, until the 21st day in the evening. But the point is, from both the Sukkot and Darshan, that it's got to be from the same day. The day has to be all the new month, in order to have a new chaydish, you have to have that's all on the same day. Says the Gemara, my benayah, what's ever seen the Sutukim, Abayamar, Mashmai Sarshan Kamina, the Sakhana Nafkmina, Lamaisa Safkmina in Drasha. Rav Amar, Chatzais Laila Kamina. Rav says the difference is by Chatzais. Meaning, let's say you see the old moon before Chatzais, and the new moon the next day. We're saying that you have to have the full, in any particular day of the new moon, where you declare the new moon, has to be you only had the new moon that day, not the old moon. That was the statement. So the sources, two sources, either Me'erev ad Erev from Yom Kippur, or Ad Yom Echad V'Esrim L'Chodesh Be'erev until the 21st of the month. That's actually talking about the pasuk by eating matzahs. So they're not, according to Rabbi, it's no difference to both sources that has to be a complete day of the new moon, and you can't have the old moon sighting on that day at all. According to Rav, it's Gshmak and Afmina. When we say Me'erev ad Erev Yom Kippur, that means the old moon cannot have been sighted from the beginning of, let's say, Yom Kippur, Me'erev ad Erev, till the next night. It's got to be only new moon. According to the source from the mitzvah of matzah, we know that there's a chiluk between the mitzvah of matzah, the first 6 hours of Pesach. What's the chiv? The chiv of matzah, first 6 hours of Pesach, is a chiv to matzah. The rest of Pesach, starting from Chatzais the first night, till the rest of Pesach, there is a mitzvah, the kiyumis to matzah, but there's no absolute chiv. So according to that, if that's the source, perhaps if one sees the moon at night before Chatzais, the old moon, seeing the new moon the next day would not be a steer, would not be a problem, and you wouldn't be able to make Kashi. Whereas according to Pasma Ever and Erev, I mean Kippur, then you wouldn't be, if you saw the moon at all, the old moon, at all throughout the day, you wouldn't be able to, even before Chatzais, you would not be able to sanctify the new month with the new moon on that same day. We'll pause over here and pick it up from here. Amit Shem, Amat Shabbos.